This is via VOA News, via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A festive atmosphere at the White House today as U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting a signing ceremony for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. As of literally just moments ago, the official ceremony was just getting underway with President Trump welcoming the various dignitaries.
The First Lady and I are honored to welcome to the White House Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and Mrs. Netanyahu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah. And Foreign Minister.
And along with the Foreign Minister of Bahrain and the Foreign Minister of the UAE, they're expected to sign the Abraham Accord on the South Lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that we'll agree to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, President Donald Trump on Monday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in historic West Coast infernos and renewed his unfounded claim that failure to rake forest floors and clear dead timber is mostly to blame. The Democratic candidate for the President of the United States, former Vice President Joe Biden, addressed this yesterday.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous. But you know what is actually threatening?